You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, welcome to Vision Sunday 2025. It's been many years since we've done a Vision Sunday. We've had Declaration Sundays for the past couple of years because we just felt that we needed to declare who we are, where we were going. And this season, it's a fresh new season. And as we reflect on the past year, I think it's important for us to reflect a little bit. As we reflect on the past year, we recognize that we had a season of profound transformation as a church. You know, the first part of the year was dedicated to declaring our commitment to be disciples. God had called us to be disciples, you know, individually, as a community, as the church. And then mid-year, God clearly revealed his will to us to enlarge our vision and expand into his divine plans. It was a real specific moment. And that led us into the final quarter of 2024, and it was marked by becoming our first era of expansion. And it was a real supernatural. God did something within us, within our midst, and we're continuing in that. We're continuing the blessing of that today. But it would be fair to say that every single experience of the past year has uniquely prepared us for where we're going right now today. That's how God works. He leads us through stages, through phases, through seasons, and it leads, but it's uniquely brought us here today. Let me say it like this. Consider it. Consider this. You're not the same person you were 12 months ago. You know, this change within you, it's a testament to your growth, your transformation. You changed for the better. You're not the same person you were 12 months ago. And maybe for some of you, you're wrestling with me even saying that right now because you're like, oh, if only you knew. If only you knew, Pastor. You are not the same person you were 12 months ago. God has done something in you. There has been a change, a growth, a transformation within you. Your understanding of discipleship has deepened. You're becoming more biblically grounded in your discipleship than ever before. Your spiritual transformation has mirrored God's will. What does that mean? You're aligning your heart with his purposes. Your spirit has been expanded and enlarged. Why? Because you're creating space for God's presence and power. You're not the same person you were 12 months ago. You have actively applied what God has been doing in you, in us, and in the church. It's translating to faith in action. And lastly, you've chosen to partner with God, seeing expansion in your own life and in the advancement of his kingdom. Amen. Amen. So today I want to encourage us. We're not just choosing to fix our eyes. We are actively looking to, I'm fixing my eyes, our vision, firmly on the purposes and promises that God has set before us. That's what I want to speak over us. Maybe you rocked up today not knowing what it was going to be about. This is where we're going. We're not just fixing our eyes on his purposes and his promises, not just for this year, but it's for the years to come. We're going to speak generationally today as well as what God is doing right now in this season. See, it's God's that gives us vision to see his plans come to pass. Plans for the immediate future, but plans for the generational journey also. Aren't you grateful that God's a God of generations? Aren't you grateful? I'm so grateful. Now, he gives vision to us. He gives inspiration to us to accomplish each step of faith that he calls us to step out in. In Psalm 119:18, if you're not taking notes today, I would encourage you to do so. The scripture is in the Bible app. You can take notes in there as well, or use a pen and paper, or some people are using highlighters, I can see. That's like, wow, you have leveled up. Everybody, highlighters. Psalm 119:18 says this, "Open my eyes to see the wonderful truths in your instructions." this is the place that we need to come from this morning. Today, when we look at vision, we're looking through eyes of faith that have been open, eyes to see that are looking with faith. Amen. Eyes that see with faith. Faith that God who gives vision is speaking to us to help reveal what is unseen. Faith that believes that God is guiding, directing, and releasing instruction. Faith that sighs with confidence and assurance. Faith that chooses for our hearts and our minds to be enlightened by God. Faith that says yes to God's vision, to God's purposes to become a reality. That's the faith that we want our eyes to be opened with today. The Apostle Paul says it like this in his letter to the Ephesians in Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. That's you. That's me. We are his holy people. That's the body of Christ. May our eyes be opened today. May our hearts be open today. May our minds be open to what God wants to speak to us. You know, in Hebrews 11, we've been in Hebrews 11 for a little bit and over the last month or so. This is what it says in Hebrews 11, verse 8. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. And even when he reached the land that God promised him, he lived there by faith. He was like a foreigner living in tents. And so did Isaac and Jacob, who inherited the same promise. Abraham was confidently looking forward to a city with eternal foundations, a city designed and built by God. It was by faith that even Sarah, who was able to have a child, though she was barren and was too old, she believed that God would keep his promise. We are a people who believes that God keeps promises. He's never broken a promise and he never will. It's not in his character. It's not who he is. It's not part of him. See, Abraham had faith to see the unseen. He didn't know where he'd end up, but he had a promise. And this is what I love about this passage. It was a generational inheritance, a generational promise that Abraham passed on. You know, we as the local church, we are living in generational promise. We are living in generational inheritance. We are nearly 41 years deep into generational promise and inheritance as a local church. You know, just as Abraham and Sarah lived by faith, they chose to believe to see the unseen because God promised and gave instructions so that the promise would be fulfilled. And I put it to us today, we need to remind ourselves of this regularly. God gives promises with instructions that require faith with actions. You can't just receive the promise and be like, this is gonna be good. No, there's faith with actions that go with promises with instructions. Abraham and Sarah had promises with instructions, and their faith with actions is what saw it play out. Amen. Now, I don't want us to just hear instructions today. I want us to see with eyes of faith what is set before us. It's so important. We can hear and be like, awesome. I'm just going to read this every single day. I'm going to read the promises that are set before us. No, I want us to see with eyes of faith how we're going to apply faith and action to the promises. Amen. You know, in Hebrews 11, going through to verse 20, I love this passage of Scripture. With eyes of faith, Isaac, looking far into the future, invoked blessings upon Jacob and Esau. Prompted by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in prayer over the top of his staff. Actuated by faith, Joseph, when nearing the end of his life, referred to the promise of God for the departure of the Israelites out of Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his own bones. Generation after generation after generation after generation. There are promises that we already have. There are promises that we're walking into. Just like Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. We, you ready for this morning? We are by faith invoking blessings upon the generations to come. That's what we're doing today. That this unseen be seen generation to generation. That the unseen be seen generation to generation. Those who came before us, you know, we're 41 years deep in. Those, many of those who came before us, they didn't get to see what you see today. They had vision, they had passion, they had heart and soul, but they had faith that invoked blessings upon the next generation. They might not have got to see it, but they had faith for it, and they invoked the promises and the blessing that God had for us in this season of time. Pastor Phil and Glennis and the church, by faith, invoked generational blessing upon us when they launched out for us to purchase this property. The believers at the time, let's invoke by faith, let's invoke blessings on the next generation. Yes, they got to spend time in it, but there's generations to come. There's generations to come. You know, Gateway, this is our moment. This is our moment by faith to invoke blessings for now and for the generations to come. So this year, what's our vision this year? Our vision is by faith. By faith. It's on the screen. By faith. By faith. But that's not all of it. That's part of it. Specifically, we are called to be people who by faith see the unseen. That's who we're called to be. Invoking promises on the next generation. By faith, we're going to see the unseen. I'm going to see the unseen in my life, in my church, and in my world. This is us. This is us. Not just for this year. This is us. By faith, we're going to see the unseen in my life, in my church, in my world. Amen. We're invoking promises and blessings for this generation and the ones to come. In your life, in your church, in your world, by faith, what are you believing to be seen? What are you believing for to be seen? How are you going to see the unseen seen? You know, we've heard scriptures many, many times over the past month. You see, our faith is founded in scriptures like this one, Hebrews 11:1. Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. But when we invoke the promises of God, when we get faith and actions to the instructions, amen, the unseen will be seen. See, this is the measure of our faith state of mind this year. We are all in by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. How are we going to activate our by faith, see the unseen mentality this year? By committing our faith to action. That's how we're going to see it come to pass. By committing our faith to action. What has God called for us to accomplish this year as the local church? If you're taking notes this morning, this is some important stuff. This is what we are believing for. By faith, this is what we're believing to be seen this year. You ready? Mass weekly salvations. Mass weekly salvations. How? By mass weekly invitation. By mass weekly invitation. What does that mean? We're committing our faith to action. as the church. We're committing our faith to action. We're also believing for this year, that the outreach at Easter sees souls, attendance, and mass invitation. We're committing our faith to action. This involves us, the local church. I'm believing that for many of us at Easter, we are going to have to give up our seats and sit in the foyer. Hope you don't get too comfortable. I am believing that we're giving up our seats to sit in the foyer so that friends and family in our city can hear the good news and know the Saviour. That's what I'm believing for. Christmas, that 500 plus people pack onto the lawn, mass invitation, mass souls. That's what I'm believing for in this season. I'm believing for each of us, for our city, for us as a church, that we have an NESW mentality. What is that you say? Did you study that in psychology? No, I studied it in the Bible. I studied in Luke 13, 29. That people will come from the east, west, north, and south. They will sit down at the table in God's kingdom. North, east, south, and west. Let them come from the north, east, south, and west. Some of you are like, why didn't you say EWNS? Because it sounds ridiculous. North, east, south, and west. Okay, when I went to school, it was north, east, south, and west. That they will sit down at the table in God's kingdom. That we'll see the unseen in salvations. That you will see the unseen in your life, in your family, in your workplace, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your church, in your community, in the mission field, in outreach, in your suburb, in your city, in your world. That you will see the unseen. So what do we want to see as a church? We want to see exponential growth from weekly salvations. Weekly outreach from you to everyone that you come across. But Pastor, I'm not an evangelist. I'm not asking you to be an evangelist. I'm asking you to invite people to church. That's what I want us to believe for. That we would meet people and we would recognize the despair in their life. And our hearts would be moved by God's hope and empathy and say, I know what that's like, but I don't know what it's like anymore. Come to church. I know someone who can help with that. How? How are we going to see this happen? The power of invitation. The power of telling your story. His grace released hope in my life. Jesus released hope, joy, and peace in my life. Do you know how much of a testimony that is? Don't talk about all the bad things that you used to do. It's easy to recount the bad things. What has he done for you? He released me into hope and joy and salvation. People don't want to hear about your old despair. They're living in it right now. They need to hear about the hope of Jesus Christ. That's the message that we bring to people, amen. The good news, not the old news, the good news. Romans 10, 14 and 15 says this. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And you're like, but I'm not a preacher. When it talks about preaching there, it's not talking about someone standing up with a microphone on a stage. They didn't even have those back then. What they did have, preaching, they just spoke about the good news of Jesus. That's what we're aiming for, amen, to share the good news of Jesus with people. And so how can you share the good news unless you're sent? Well, consider yourself sent this morning. Consider yourself sent to your workplace, to your uni, to your city, to your school, to your community group. Consider yourself sent. Share the good news of hope with people. You know, has anyone heard of C.S. Lewis? If you haven't heard of C.S. Lewis, either you're really, really young or your parents didn't give you any internet or buy you the books. This is one of the things that C.S. Lewis says in his book, Mere Christianity. We don't have to put on airs for people to come to Jesus desperately. We can look to the people who are discovering that desperation in their own life and speak to them with authority out of our brokenness and out of our discovery of God's grace to meet us in those places. God's grace wants to meet them in their place. We're the messengers. We're the messengers. That word, we don't have to put on airs. So we don't have to put on this fake, silly, weird charisma thing. No, there are people who are broken, living in complete despair, like we once were. Like we once were. Let us never grow tired. Let us never forget that we need to share the hope because we were once there as well. May our hearts be moved with compassion and empathy to those who don't know him. And we don't need to put on a show. We can meet people's despair with the good news of how God met us. Your story, your redemption, the grace that you were shown is the story that people need to hear. And what do I want to see in us as a church, as a people? That God's Spirit be poured out unto all people. That God's Spirit be poured out unto all people. Who wants some tangible faith? Tangible things to believe in as well. I think we need to, as a community of faith believers, we need to aim towards the generational blessing that God wants as well. And this is what I want us to believe for. You ready? Because I'm not sure, Pastor, am I? I declare that we're ready by faith. We're ready to see the unseen. I'm believing for us, starting this year and for however long it takes, to develop a new space for our kids' ministry. If we have 10 families join our church, we're in trouble. We actually don't have a space for extra kids to go into right now. And so I want us by faith to believe to see the unseen, that spaces would be created for us to take care of the generations that are to come. And some of you are right, that costs a lot of money. Does it? God's a big God. God's an inventive God. And God will show us ways to do it that get us where we need to go without breaking us. He's a big God. It'll stretch us. It'll stretch us. Don't you worry about that. Myself and Bevan have been talking in the last couple of weeks, like, this feels like it's a season of stretch. Season of stretch. The other thing that we're believing for is to answer the call of church planting. Even across our region, there are townships that don't have a church that's full of the Holy Ghost that wants to bring the message of Jesus to it. There's some great churches, but not with the flavor that we're used to. And there is nothing wrong with their flavor. Their flavor is awesome. But there are people who live in those suburbs that need flavors like this. We need every flavor of church. Some people like vanilla milkshakes. Some people like chocolate ones. Some people like strawberry ones, but not on a hot day. Everyone ever have one of those experiences with like strawberry milk on a hot day? Mason, I see that hand. There's a story in that. We need all flavors of the body of Christ because everybody is different. Everyone likes different things. Some people like loud music. Some people like quiet music. Some people like organs. Some people like synthesizers. It's okay. It's okay that we like different things, but we need to create spaces for people to come into the faith community that they feel that they need to be in. I want to encourage you, it's time to ask God what he wants you by faith to be believing for. It's time for bold statements of the vocation that you want to be in. It's time for the strong marriage that you want. It's time for bold statements of, by faith, I'm believing I will see the unseen in, insert. What do you need to insert into that statement? I want to encourage you, don't think narrowly. I haven't talked about a lot of things today because I don't want to limit what God wants to speak to you about. I want you to, so God, but what do you want me, that fire that sort of maybe like just dimming a little bit, can you reignite that fire with me and give me the boldness to write down that very thing that you're calling me to see, that those unseen promises would be seen. It says it like this in 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says this, for we fix our attention not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. What can be seen only lasts for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Some of you are reading that and you're like, hang on, what are we believing for like a building space for kids for? Like that seems temporal. That seems like something that we can see. Let me say it like this. Say, this is like a complete odds at what you just said. Let me open our eyes just a little bit as the body of Christ. We're not focused on temporal gain or short-term wins. We are focused on the church fulfilling the eternal within the lives of all who would hear the good news of Jesus. We aren't focused on a room or on a building. We're focused on what happens in them. What happens in them. The next generation hearing about Jesus, being trained in his ways, being baptized and set on fire for the kingdom of God. It's what happens in those spaces. That's the eternal that we're aiming towards as a church. Our attention is on the unseen. Our attention is on the eternal. The buildings, the rooms, the services, the events, they simply house and facilitate the unseen being seen in the hearts of all. May our hearts burn with that. Salvation, discipleship, baptism. It's what God has called us to, teaching and training the next generation. And so I say this just as the team comes. In a moment, not quite yet, but in a moment, after we do a couple of things, and I'm letting you know this now so that your mind starts to just tap into what God's wanting to speak to you about this morning. You're going to get given a card. And you're going to get given a pen, and you're going to be encouraged to actually ask yourself the question, in 2025, by faith, I'm believing to see, and then you can write something down. And you're going to get given two cards. One of those cards, you're going to put in a little box. The other card, you're going to take home, and you're going to put it where you spend the most time at home. You know, we're invoking today, we are invoking blessing for the next generation through our faith state of mind. By faith, we're going to see the unseen in your life, in your church, in your world. We're going to see the unseen. You know, for you today, just as we stand in this moment, for you today, I'm believing that God's speaking to you. As much as he's speaking to us about the long-term, the short-term vision of our church, I believe that God's speaking to you today. Can I encourage you? God has not called us to live with our fingers crossed. Oh, I hope. No, by faith. By faith. God, speak to me by faith. Give me instructions. By faith, I'm going to see the unseen. God, speak to me in this season.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.